Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe. So that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode. So Nia's like, okay, well, thanks for the apology, but we're going to move on now. I've got another storyline ready to go with my husband. And Luke is like, you know, less is sometimes more, man. Less is more, bro.
I learned that in Monet. Okay, I learned that on a trip to Monet. So then they all go back to the table except Luke and Jesse. And Michelle's telling the girls what just happened as if they weren't 5 feet away. And Brittany's like, I'm proud of Michelle for getting in there and sticking up for herself. But we're also in this like really expensive, beautiful place. I mean, have some class, people. Am I right?
So Lady Grassini comes by.
And you're not like, wrong, okay, but you're also constantly doing this shit. So.
Yeah. They're like, okay, thanks for coming here. We got our name out there onto Bravo, so you can go now. Bye. Are these people friends with the DeBros, by the way? Why do I feel like they're friends with the DeBros?
No, they're too easygoing and chill. But that guy, I'm telling you, if there was a time machine, that was Lindsey Graham. That was Lindsey Graham we just saw. It was like baby Lindsey Graham.
If I have to drag people by their nipples to leave, I will. So then Danny's chugging still, everyone's glasses.
Yeah. He's like drunk uncle at the end of Thanksgiving, standing up and just taking all half glasses of wine and taking them on the way out.
I also feel like I kind of like the whole thing of like, I got to catch up. Oh, I missed everything. I got to catch up. I feel like if you're sincerely trying to catch up with everyone, the amount of like the quantity of booze that people have had and you're like over 40, I think that's sad. I think it is sad. I know it's like something that people do in their 20s. Like, oh, I missed the party. I got to catch up, whatever. But like if you're over 40 and you're at a winery and you're like, I got to catch up. It's like, you just drink normally. Like this is a red flag.
Artie, as Nia pointed out, he's already way caught up. Because at one point she's like, okay, you caught up. And this was like 2 hours ago in their time. So we go back to the Santa Barbara house and Kristen's like, I mean, Jesse, it's like complicated. But, you know, like 1 minute he's calling his ex-wife a hooker. But, you know, he did buy us dinner. So.
I'm not sure that that's complicated. I think this is actually a pretty clear cut. He pays off his friends to get away with the bad deeds. So I think that's a pretty simple person there. So now it's time for them to have this dinner that some private chefs have made. They have some sweet corn bisque with scallops, which I kind of wanted. It looked delicious. And then Danny is like going, he goes like into the pantry and there's like he gets like an Imrul arrow to be like, ding, Danny. And Janet goes in there too. And then Janet's like, she tells us like, you know, I venture into the pantry and suddenly Danny is following me in and I see this shadow hovering over me. And at first I was used to it because I just assumed it was my hood. But then I realized, wait, I'm not in my kitchen. What is this thing coming at my head? It was Danny and he was hunched over and he was chugging tequila. I was like, why do you have to hide it?
He hasn't really been hiding it, but I guess he did there, but he just like basically shoved 10 bottles of wine down his throat right in front of all of you. So I don't know that I'd accuse him of hiding, but maybe he was hiding it because Nia told him to stop drinking or whatever. She's like, okay, you need to slow down, Daniel. Slow down, Daniel. So he went in there and chugged it. And then meanwhile, Zach, Jasmine, and Melissa are sitting down looking at the water. And Michelle goes to Jesse's door and goes in. He's got his fucking headband on. So here we go.
Yeah. So she's saying like, it's exhausting. What a yo-yo and a roller coaster Jesse is. He's like a yo-yo on a roller coaster. So many things going in so many directions. Because basically he texted her saying, like, can we go down to the ocean and talk? And so she's saying it's really annoying because he has these public outbursts and then wants to talk about things privately. And she's just really at her wit's end.
Right. So she goes up to his room to talk to him. And he's like, do you want to close the door? Go outside and close the door and have an actual conversation. She goes, okay, go ahead. So they're just standing there on this balcony. There's no furniture or anything. She's just standing there with her arms crossed. And he's like, listen, you know, here's my problem. And again, no apology. No apology for doubling down on hooker accusations or whatever. He's like, right. Listen, you're going around telling everyone how happy you are. She goes, but I am Abby. Look at me. I am so Abby. And he's like, well, then why can't you be happy for me? And she goes, why are you so obsessed with this girl? We have a child. And he's like, and I'm in love with this person.
She's like, I don't think Jesse was expecting me to move on, and I think it hurts him a little bit, and he wants me to acknowledge his happiness so he can believe that he is happy when clearly he isn't, which I think is true. So Michelle's like, all I care about is Isabella. She's constantly telling me that she has a second mommy, and it's not fair. You're not thinking about this because she is going to be one of many. This is going to affect Isabella. So basically, Michelle's like, you guys aren't going to last. Stop telling Isabella this is second mommy because there are going to be a lot of mommies coming through here.
And again, I mean, she's right, but you can't tell him how to live his life now because they're separated and you're doing the same thing. So this couple is just making me fucking crazy because they're both just walking disasters. Like, I'm team Michelle because Jesse is so bad, but I mean,
I don't think she's telling him how to live his life, but she's saying, like, you can date these people, but don't bring them so close that they're like viewed as like a second mommy, you know.
But that's now, what of course, she's
she
doing.
Has this boyfriend. She that's does, but I think though that what's his face, she introduces him as like a friend, right? Not as like romantic. I don't really know exactly, but it sounds like from what the implication is that Jesse is exposing Isabella to maybe too intense a degree of the new woman. But I mean, I don't know, but I think she's just like,
I know what she's saying. I'm just saying she's guilty of it too. They're both doing it wrong. As someone with no children, let me tell you how easy it is to judge parenting. You're both wrong. You're both doing this terribly, terribly wrong. So he's like, so what? Who gives a shit? And she's like, don't involve my daughter. And he's like, that's my daughter. She goes, yes, it is our daughter. So meanwhile, Jasmine and them can all hear this. And so Jasmine's like, well, I mean, they're in a crazy place, but I really think that, you know, he's still into her, like the way that he looks at her, like he wants her, he misses her. And Zach's like, oh no, it's just like Jax Taylor narcissist, like, I don't want you, but I'm gonna say whatever I need in the moment to just like pull you in. And she's like, yeah, and he called her a hooker again.
Yeah,
exactly. So then we go back to the fighters, and she's like, you called me an escort. Why would I be Abby for you? And he's like, well, she's spending 5 days a week with your daughter, so what the hell? Why wouldn't she call her mom? It's like his reasoning. He doesn't get it at all. And she's like, yes, that is the point. She shouldn't be.
And she's like, you started dating her 5 months ago. It's disrespectful. He's like, I started dating her when? 5 months ago or 2 years ago? In November, not 2 years ago. Because he's, of course, alluding to the guy in her life. And she's like, that's not even possible. I took care of our child when he was the one who was always out. And I already told you the truth. I don't know what more you want from me. And he's like, I think you're a liar and a cheater.
So he's like, yeah, she's trying to create a narrative that I'm a bad guy and it's all my fault. But she cheated on me and gave up on our marriage after she cheated. She gave up on your marriage because she's married to a douchebag who refused to go to work and went out partying every night while she was at home raising the baby. I mean, come on.
If she cheated,
we all see it. And if she cheated, good for her.
And also, if she cheated, why do you want her to be happy for you then? Why do you need the approval of this woman who cheated on you? Okay. So, and I agree. If she did cheat, good for her, because she probably needed it real bad.
And now she's saying she admitted to kissing somebody, but that's it. But I think since she has admitted to cheating, but says it wasn't with Honey Man. It was with some crazy-eyed Honey Man. It was with somebody else. So Jesse's like, did you fuck or did you not fuck? And she's like, you are a piece of shit. And he goes, you're the only lying, cheating whore that I know.
Ugh. And everyone's downstairs.
This is rough. Like, oh, this show is rough. I got to be honest. It's like, if we weren't doing this, I would have turned this show off. I can't.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's I don't find it riveting at all. I find it fucking disgusting. I think it's like nasty, trashy people just being nasty and trashy. And then I think of their kids like growing up. It's just gross. It's just gross, gross. Ugh.
So Jasmine's like, they're all listening and they're like, oh my God, this is crazy. I'm just like, fuck you. I came here for your well-being and look at you. Look at you. You're a child. You're a child right now. I came here for your well-being. Okay. And you seem perfectly fine. And I made a mistake. I made a big mistake in thinking. And Jesse's like, did you or did you not cheat? And finally, there's a drink nearby. She takes, just throws it in his face, which was really great. And then he's like, well, I guess you just answered that question. She's like, what do I have to do to make you stop? And she's just pretty much like yelling at him, and she's like, you want me to scream to everybody? And he's like, yeah, scream at everybody. So she's like, fine, everybody, my husband refused to hug me and kiss me and tell me I'm pretty. And everyone's like listening. This is very much like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, like the couple that is just like fighting in front of you and you're like, oh my God, get me out of here right now.
Yeah, and she's still yelling and screaming about that, and then everyone's still listening downstairs, and Jasmine's like, did you hear that? She said that you spent all the money. She said that again. She said it again. And she's like, you are disgusting. So she walks off. Did I tell you the other day, I don't think I did because we didn't drive together, but the hotel in Dallas, those walls were so thin. I don't know how the hotel was built, but you could hear everything going on in the rooms.
Oh, I had to change my room. I had a toddler next to me.
Yes. Well, I had a toxic couple next to me. It reminded me of these two. So I woke up in the morning to fighting. It's like 8 a.m. Okay. And these two are already going at it. And she's like, fuck you. You don't give me fucking anything I want. And then he's like, but I love you and I'm not trying. She's like, no, you never put me first. You never fucking put me first. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're trash. Like, it was horrible. And she was like, and he's like, oh, but I do put you first. How don't I make you a priority? And she's like, you don't. Where's my fucking kitchen? Which I thought was really funny. And so I'm packing my stuff, just listening to them. And basically he was just like, oh, I'm sorry. But of course, in my mind, I'm like, oh, please. What'd you do to get us here? You know, I watch enough of The Valley to know this is on all a one-way street. So I pack up my stuff. They're still going out. It's 8:30 now. And she's still like cursing this guy out. And finally, I just went to where I was hearing it from in the room. And I went, divorce each other. Save us all some fucking time. You're a terrible fucking couple.
Oh my God, did they say anything?
Oh my God, my watch started. It's listen again, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I yelled so much I got my watch talking, but they just got really quiet and listened. I went, seriously? And then I left, and then I just heard them start fighting again when I was walking out the door. I was like, well.
That's so much better than having a loud toddler. I just had like, At first I was like, okay, I could do this. Like, it's fine. Like, it's a toddler. But then I was like, you know what? If this toddler starts crying in the middle of the night and I gotta wake up at butt clock AM, I do not want to be woken up out of my sleep, but for this toddler. And it was just like, the parents were like trying to calm the toddler. It was like, and then they had another child that was running. It was like, bum, 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 bum. And I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna. These walls are too thin for this.
But I just realized now that I told you the story, it was two times that day that I yelled at someone to shut the fuck up, because I also did it at the movie theater, as I told you the other day. So
wow, you
really? That was quite a Mother's Day for me.
That's a great day. So okay, so everyone's like Michelle is now like airing everything out into the house. She's like, she's at the bottom of like the staircase and she's like basically screaming, and everyone's like, oh my God. And Zach's like, did she kill him? I want silence. I'm kidding.
I cracked up when she said that. It's just like a big long silence, and he goes, did she kill him? So Jasmine's like, oh, you know, they just go so low, and you know, she's been hiding. He says that she's been hiding and that she's been spending all this money, and then she said that he's been spending all the money, and then, you know, she put that out there. I mean, that's what they just did.
Yeah. So then now Michelle is like standing elsewhere and she's like really upset, like crying perhaps. And Nia's like, hi, I heard you were a little upset. Yeah, oh, you look really pretty in this light. Should I take a picture of you? Sorry, I'm just trying to make you laugh. I like that's like the universal way to like warm people on this cast. This would be really good on social media. Should I take a picture of you right now while you're crying? The lights are
good. You want me to get a shot for your profile on Insta?
I know you're shattered right now, but the lighting is really good on you.
So then it kind of calms down a little bit, and we go up to Danny upstairs. He's snoring in bed, wasted. And then Nia comes in, and she's like, honey, are you sleeping? Are you going to have dinner, or are you just going to continue your siesta? Honey, isn't this cute, everybody? Look at my husband sleeping so cute. Okay, I guess you're just going to stay here then. So she leaves, and Brittany's like, it's dinner time!
And so they all go out to this table, and then Bungie, okay, Paper Bungie, he's taped to one of the chairs so that way his feet don't have to touch the dusty ground. And everyone comes out. It's like nice, and they're still trying to wake up Danny, and he is just not waking up whatsoever. So then Jasmine's saying how, like, before dinner, you know, me and Janet were talking, and she told me that she caught Danny in the cupboard taking shots, and it kind of made her feel uncomfortable because, like, we all know that he has an issue with, like, drinking, and he kind of gets inappropriate. And, you know, I've dealt with this dark side of Danny before. And so she's, like, very unsettled by all of this. And she tells a story again about Halloween, about how he grabbed her thigh and was like, get Daddy a drink, which is, like, so gross, like, incredibly gross.
And grab Melissa's butt. And she's like, he did apologize. And then we see a clip of him being like, that is not in my nature, that I'm so, so sorry, you guys. And she goes, but, you know, like, I'm still uncomfortable. So they do a cheers to friendship, you know, and Kristen's like, oh, be kind to each other. Gasket. So then everyone, basically, they start eating. The guy comes and gives them their food. And Nia's like, oh, my God, this soup is, like, it's just, I want to marry it. And Zach's like, oh, my God, can you sexually be attracted to soup? Yes, Zarina is on Below Deck.
So then Britt's phone starts dinging because she's getting more text messages from Jax. And it's like, also, like, she's clearly writing back to him, by the way. Because even Jax is not going to send this many unanswered text messages, right? Like, he's not going to send 45 text messages over the course of 24 hours unless he's getting some sort of responses. So she's clearly writing back.
Well, yeah, and she says, whenever he texts me and does all this stuff, you know, I just can't help myself but look at him or respond. I don't know why. I've just put Jax before me for so many years. I just need to help figure out how to put myself first again. That's what I need to do, Brittany first.
You're a cool guy.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Some people get a wild haircut or book a spontaneous trip when life throws them a curveball. But Molly? Well, she dove headfirst into a world of no-strings-attached sex, secret rendezvous, forbidden affairs, and unforgettable adventures. And together, we tell every juicy detail in Dying for Sex, Wondery's award-winning podcast that's now streaming on a TV near you, starring Michelle Williams and Jenny Slate. And to top it off, we're dropping brand new bonus episodes where I sit down with the cast to spill all the spicy secrets. Desire, friendship, self-discovery, and the ultimate bucket list of pleasure. This is a story that had everyone talking. Listen to the original Dying for Sex and brand new episodes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge the original series before anyone else and completely ad-free on Wondery Plus.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and everyone's trying to take the phone away from her and be like, no, Brittany, don't do this. And Nia's like, it's manipulation. So then Jason's like, hey, guys, should we try to wake up Danny? And she's like, no, he's just sleep deprived. You know, he has to really catch up. He had a hard morning making zombie noises. And, you know, he's just this baby. So he's just really tired. You know how we all get.
So she's going to go try and wake him up again, right? Because everybody's asking about Danny. So she goes in, and then Jasmine's like, oh my God, this is so fake. You guys are so fucking fake with this bullshit. And Nia's like, guys, Jasmine, Jason. Oh, I guess she hasn't left yet. Does she leave now? Oh,
she's
no.
She's leaving somewhere in here to get like a sweatshirt because she's cold.
Oh, okay. I see. So she comes back. So then Kristen's like, this is like stressful. So let's play a game. Hall pass. Let's play hall pass. Okay, let's play hall pass. Right, so Zach's like, Channing Tatum. Duh. Okay. Channing Tatum would be passing by in the hallway, but I don't know. Does the hall pass get any say in these?
I know, exactly. Then Jason says that his hall pass.
Are hall passes just all flesh bots who would just fuck any old person from the dinner party?
Yeah. I suppose so. And Jason's like, I'm a big Lady Gaga guy, so, you know, make some music and just, you know, bang it out, I guess. Wasn't there another show on Bravo where a guy was like, yeah, I'm really into Lady Gaga? Who was that? It was driving me crazy. I can't think of it, but I know someone who's listening knows exactly what we're talking about. It was from like 2 or 3 years ago. But Jason having Lady Gaga as his hall pass, that kind of surprised me. I did not see that as a hall pass for him. I don't know what. I thought it'd be like Kim Kardashian or something, but like not Lady Gaga.
He's like, yeah, you know, we could just make some music and like bang it out. Okay.
Against the low lying hood in your kitchen. Yes, you'll be banging your foreheads. That's for sure.
Yeah. So then Luke's like, I guess the Little Mermaid. And I'm like, what? They're like pre-legs or post-legs?
I'm just feeling a little concerned. A cartoon mermaid? Wow, learn something new every day. I mean, that's got to be great news for Kristen to know that, like, well, I guess he's not going to cheat on me because he's attracted to a cartoon. I might find him fucking a VHS, but that's okay.
No, there are mermaids now. It's like a whole culture of mermaid ladies.
Yes. So then,
thing I see on Facebook. For some reason, they keep advertising like mermaid retreats to me. I'm like, do I just seem like I need a mermaid retreat? They're like, bring your mermaid tails, ladies, and we're going to bond as mermaids out in the ocean. No husbands allowed. And then they show video of just women swimming around the ocean and the mermaids and flapping their tails on rocks.
That's an interesting algorithm to stumble into. I wonder if it was like related to like Temu or something.
Bears like, killing people at Yellowstone and mermaids flopping around on retreats.
We need to see a bear eating a mermaid.
And two so Nia's like, products.
Well, we don't actually have hall passes because we live in LA and we're actually friends with celebrities and meet celebrities. So you can't just be like, I'm going to run into Chris Hemsworth and have sex with him. Like, they're all looking at her like, we all live in LA and we all have some degree of fame at this point. So what are you talking about, Nia?
But I love that Nia's like, oh yeah, you know, Jesse's an under five on The Walking Dead. So I could fuck Chris. You never know when Chris Hemsworth is really going to try to fuck me.
Where did that come from? And I mean, and the funny thing is like Jasmine and Kristen, who've been on TV way longer than Nia, like Jasmine's like, yeah, but not every celebrity, you know? And Jason's like, you'd have sex with all of them? You're saying that like you would just have sex with every celebrity that you saw? She's like, no, I mean, we rub shoulders with celebrities. You know,
there's the guy who does the El Pollo Loco commercial. He's pretty famous. And also the guy who works at Baja Fresh around the corner, he did a national ad for Enterprise Rent-A-Car. So I don't know. It's just really risky to give out hall passes, especially when so many of the people that we know are related to Mexican fast casual restaurants.
Yeah, no one's falling for any of that. And Brittany's like, we all live here and we're going to say what our hall pass is. Okay. You see Brittany starting to get perturbed here for some reason. And Nia's like, no, we don't talk about hall passes. And Jasmine's like, okay, Nia, but you said Jamie Fraser last year because remember when he dressed up on Halloween as Jamie Fraser from Outlander? She goes, oh, yeah, okay. Jamie Fraser then. Yeah, he's my hall pass. He's fictional. So he's my hall pass.
And this somehow gets a flashback, not Danny's other behavior, but this gets one. So basically Jasmine helped out Nia by being, hey, remember, here's a name you can give to shut everyone up. So Zach is like, if you end up in bed with Danny, by the way, because now Nia's going inside. She's like, I'm really cold right now. I need to go inside and put on a sweatshirt, which is her way of being like, I'm uncomfortable with this hall pass conversation and I need to check in on Danny to see if he's actually alive.
Yeah, she says she's going to go sit in the sauna or something. So they're like, whatever, you better come back down here. So she leaves, and then Brittany is immediately like, okay, I mean, like, come on. We all know that he was drunk. Why is she acting like that?
And Jasmine's like, well, he drove all the way out here just to go to sleep. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, because that's not what happened.
And Jan's like, well, I think, though, that she knows how much he's drinking. So, you know, Jasmine's like, but she's like, oh, he's sleepy. Okay, I'm not dumb. Just say, you know, he had too much to drink at the winery. He needs to go to sleep.
Okay, but everybody already knows. That's what I don't really understand this, because everybody already knows Danny's wasted, and that's why he's in bed crashed out. So I'm confused as to
why. I think that her feeling
this is like this, why is she keeping it secret that he's wasted? She's not. She's not saying he's not wasted. She's not saying anything like that. She's just saying he's in bed sleeping.
Yeah, I imagine that from Jasmine's perspective, she's probably thinking, you know, this guy is a real mess. And like, I bore the brunt of it, and then we got to act like kid gloves around him when I'm the one who actually was affected by it.
But that's my question. Are the kid gloves? I mean, the guy's asleep. So if the guy was down here wasted, you'd be like, oh, here's Danny down here wasted. So isn't it better that he's like, isn't it showing like more respect that he's upstairs keeping his drunk ass away from you guys until he sobers up a little bit?
I think she's just like, why are we acting like, oh, he's just asleep because he's really tired from the kids and the driving. It's like, no, he's asleep right now because he got wasted. Just say he got wasted. I think that's what she's thinking. Like, why do we have to tiptoe around the fact that he's got wasted? He's just wasted. It's fine. I think actually, if anything, she's kind of agreeing with you in my mind of what she's saying is that like, he's wasted. There's no big deal about it. But the fact that we're like not saying that he's wasted is kind of like trying to protect him in some weird way.
I know that she's saying that because like she's literally saying that. But I think I think what's getting me is I'm not standing up for Danny. Like I'm standing up for Nia. Cause like, I don't think Nia's really done anything to them and they're like coming for Nia. And I just don't really understand. Like she hasn't been like, Danny's not drunk. She is saying he's tired. He did drive to go to work and then drove all the way back. Santa Barbara's not close and they do have the three kids, but she's not saying that he's not drunk. So I don't know why they're coming for Nia. I say wait for Danny to wake up and then come for Danny's ass. Like, yeah, I think Nia doesn't do anything wrong. Like, Nia's not doing anything.
Yeah, I think later on when they come for Nia, it's kind of like, okay, you guys are reaching a little bit now.
Yeah, that's why I'm mentioning it now, because it's kind of building from this. And I'm like, well, say it to her face, A, have the fucking nuts to say it to her face, and B, yell at Danny. What'd Nia do? She's just trying to keep it all together. Like, of course she's going to want to make her husband look not as, like, shit-faced and stupid as and immature as he is.
Like, yeah, I think that, like, she's within her rights to, like, to protect her husband, to be like, she knows that he's wasted and she knows there's like an issue. And I think that she's like within her rights to be like, yeah, I'm not going to put my husband's shit out there in front of this table of people who are, these are all like piranhas. But I'm just saying, I think I know why Jasmine's getting a little worked up right now. Less so for Brittany. Brittany is more like, okay, I don't want to be the only one in a shit sandwich right now. So then we cut.
Yeah, they're working each other up. So that this is where that all starts. So they start working each other up, and then Danny's kind of awake, and she's like, "Oh, I guess you're just catching up on sleep, huh? You must be really tired." It's like, "Yeah, catching up on 3 years of sleep. 3 years of sleep under 3 years under 3 years under three under three under three." So he's like, why didn't you come get me? And she's like, I did, honey. And he's like, Nia, no, you didn't. She's like, yes, I did. And it's like, Nia. Oh, shut up, you drunk idiot.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
So
you've already gotten your wife in trouble. So now your wife is going to have to go down there and deal with a bunch of mean assholes because you're a drunk.
Mm-hmm. So then Kristen's like, I don't even know what's going on. What's happening right now? Seriously? And Jasmine's like, just say what it is. Just say he's drunk right now.
Yeah, he's drunk. And that's fine. It's whatever. We were all at a winery.
Yeah, but just say he's drunk. And Kristen's like, what? And Jasmine's doing like, I'm sick of this bullshit. When people go like, oh, well, he's just taking a nap. I mean, I know Nia comes from the pageant world and everything is buttoned up and perfect. And I think that like right now she's trying to give that Miss USA answer. Like, you know, he's taking a nap. But like, really, it's like, girl, we know what's happening here. Just say what it is.
Yeah. So Luke's like, well, he's fucking tired. And Brittany's like, oh, he's tired. And Luke's like, yeah, he's got three little kids. I mean, I'm not saying he didn't drink, but like he's tired all the time. So he's sleeping. And Kristen's like, so why does she have to say he's drunk? Because he's tired and he drinks. Like, what's the point? I'm with Kristen and Luke. I just don't get what they're mad about. So Jasmine's like, but that's not what I'm saying, Kristen. Kristen's like, well, I'm confused though. So Brittany's like, but I have to share my entire life and everything I'm going through, but nobody else does. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. That's fucking I'm sorry, Brittany, but everybody's life isn't a fucking disaster like yours. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like every, you don't have get to mad at everybody for not being a fucking disaster like you guys are. Okay. That's not also, fair.
Just because you have like these meltdowns all the time and you're part of this shit show, like you are voluntarily bringing this forward in front of people. So like, don't get mad because Nia wants to protect her husband a little bit. So Brittany's like, I've noticed him not being genuine all day. Like little things leading up to this. I saw Nia calling him on the phone and yelling at him on the bus. And we see that flashback again. And then in the Uber when they're fighting in the backseat. And then there's like, Nia gets like snippy about him interrupting. And then at dinner, he's trying to say he's just tired from the get-go, whatever. Well, that's fine. I mean, you could definitely notice that stuff. But like, I just feel like, if they're having issues and you're having issues, they don't have to present their issues the way you present your issues because you chose that's how you to deal with your issues. You
know, right, because everything that she just said proves that they are putting their stuff on camera. She's like, she was fighting with him in the bus. Okay, well, that was on camera. She was fighting with him on the phone on the bus. Okay, well, that was on camera too. Like, so what are you saying that they're hiding? I don't really understand it.
I firmly believe that, like, if they wanted to put it out there, like you, they'll put it out there. You know, I shouldn't even say if they'll want
it.
It's all.
But they are putting it out there. They're just not fighting over it like Jax and Brittany's toxic asses would. Like Brittany's acting like, oh well, we spent all last season Jax yelling at me for being a drunk, and me being crying, and him not supporting me, and me sobbing all the time. Well, why are you acting like you get a Medal of Honor for that? It's like you. She wants like a Purple Heart for being on reality TV and going through that. When really, it's just kind of tacky behavior when you're on group vacations and you ruin every single one with your toxic fucking relationship. You know?
Yeah.
So this lady's not hiding anything. She's also fighting with her husband. They're just not walking fucking disasters like you. Now, on the other hand, I know that Brittany's also just going through a lot. So she's, I think she's just kind of freaking out here because she's going through stuff with Jax. Texting her over and over again.
The one thing that Brittany has going in her favor is that she sort of has this feeling of like, wow, you know, like when Jax texts me, Nia has no problem just weighing in and saying like, oh, he's trying to manipulate you. Like she has no problem doing that. But then like when she's going through shit, like we're not allowed to know about it. And so I understand why Brittany may feel frustrated by what she perceives as a double standard. But I also think like people handle things people handle fights in different ways. And just because you handle your stuff you and Jax handle your shit in extremely public, loud and tacky ways doesn't mean that everyone else has to handle their bullshit and their dirty laundry in the same way. Yeah. Some people don't like to air their dirty.
She kind of acts like her and Jack acting like that publicly on television is doing us all a favor when it's like, babe, you're subjecting us all to your shit. You know what I mean? Like you're subjecting all of your friends to your toxic relationship constantly. It's not a good thing. It's not something to brag about. It's gross.
And Brittany would have a stronger leg to stand on if she had said to Nia, hey, I think that like, it seems like Danny is hitting the bottle a little bit too hard these days. I know he's overworked and he's tired, but like, this was a little crazy. And then if Nia said, butt out, then Brittany could say, well, you had no problem butting into my situation. So I'm just trying to, you know, I'm giving you feedback the way you gave me feedback. But she's not really doing that. She's just saying like, she's just sort of frustrated that like Nia weighed in about the Jax text. And then yet Brittany feels like she can't weigh in with Nia.
Yeah, she's saying you guys can be Mr. and Mrs. Perfect 24/7. But how are they doing that when they just fought three times on camera that you pointed out yourself? But my relationship's out in the open for everybody to comment over. So yeah, we've already gone over that. So she's like, it's not fire. So then Jasmine's like, yeah, just say he's fucking lit. And Brittany's like, fucking idiots. And then Brittany gets up. And I like when we see a little backstage Brittany, like what Brittany is really like. Like she gets up and she's like, I will not do it. I'm done. Fucking idiots. She just like storms inside.
Yeah. So it's all becoming like more and more of a shit show and they're all fighting and I don't know. I'm lost in the notes. I know what happened, but I don't know where you are. So you just keep going.
So Kristen's basically like, why is everybody getting their tits in a twist over the smallest, stupidest things? Like he's drunk. We're on a friend trip. Like who cares? Like who does, like when are we going to get a Vanderpump Rules spinoff and then people are not allowed to be drunk anymore? Like what the fuck show is this? You know? So she's like, I mean, did they even bring it up when Nia's still sitting at the table? No, they waited till she left so they could run their mouths together and get each other all amped up, which is, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Kristen constantly on this show, but that's what's making me crazy. You know, it's like they won't say it to her face, but now they're going off like they're, you know, Anyway, so Kristen's like, okay, well, two things. Luke and Kristen are standing up for her. And Luke's like, but if he's lying about something, I mean, is that what you're saying? And Jasmine's like, no, I agree with Kristen. Kristen, I agree with that. But let me tell you something. We know Darkside Danny. And Kristen's like, huh? And she says, Jasmine's like, I get that Nia wants to protect him, but it's this whole playing naive thing, like everything's okay. And we're calling bullshit. You know, we can see it. And I've been a part of it. I know Darkside Danny. So I'm triggered.
Mm-hmm. Kristen's like, I know Nia and Danny at their home with their children. And Melissa's like, Jasmine, I'm walking away. Oh, so Melissa's big moment there. And she's like, God, these guys are fucking crazy. So Nia's in her room with Danny and she's like tucking him in. He's like, oh, 300, 300, 300. And then he's like, good night, Danny. And then Jasmine's all, she's now worked herself way up. Now she's like, I don't fucking care. If Danny, he wants to take a nap, if he's drunk, so be it. And Kristen's like, literally every person at this table has been drinking. What's your point? Why can't everyone just fucking come and have dinner and enjoy it and have fun? And then Jesse's like, you know, you're yelling at nobody, by the way. Well, I haven't said a word in 2 hours. Need to get it out.
So now Zach pulls a Brittany. So he pulls Nia into a room and she's like, what's happening? And he's like, I have to tell you, like, I have to preface this by saying when you walk away, they were like, can we call a spade? Can we just say, not say Danny's like, oh, like he's just saying he's tired or whatever. Like he's passed out drunk. Okay. Like, yeah, like he had alcohol and he's sleeping. And he's like, yeah, obviously he's wasted. And he goes, okay, so you're not denying it. And she's like, no, he's literally in bed shit faced. He's like, okay, well, there are several people that are like your friend, your relationship's so perfect, and you play the perfect card. So
all of them, probably Brittany, highest of all, which I hate to say, but this is me exacting revenge over the fact that she talked to Janet about what I said. So I guess, unfortunately, I have to tell you what Brittany said just to get back at her. God, it feels good to settle old scores. Anyway, she was going on and on about you. And, you know, I just, you know, just saying these things is just like not cool. And so Nia's like, well, but like, just because your life is burning doesn't mean you need to be like, I would like your life to burn too. I'm like, true. In real life, yes. But this is Bravo, where unfortunately that is the way everything goes.
They won't be happy until your life is burning up too.
Everyone burns down.
Gross. It's just gross. I don't get it. I mean, if they had sat at that dinner and Jasmine said, well, I wanted to talk about this when Danny was here, but I'm still bothered that Danny got wasted and treated us like that at the party, Nia. Like, do you have any opinions on it? Or something.
She's like,
but to just wait and do it all behind her back and then attack her like she's done something is weird. So she's, I like when Nia goes, I'm so heated. It's like, yeah, you look yeah, it. She's like still smiling really with her little pashmina. And she's like, why don't they say it to my face? And so she's like, okay, let's go find them. So now they're walking through this pantry entrance to the kitchen, and they can hear Jasmine going off still about this, and Brittany's like, I'm sorry, but I can talk about my husband being in rehab. It's starting to really upset me. Like, that's fucked up. But her husband's not in rehab, Brittany. Your life is a fucking disaster. You married a fucking disaster, okay? It's been 10 years of listening to you and this shit, okay? You don't get an Academy Award for marrying the biggest asshole on the cast.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I think what's basically happened is that like Jax has been coming down on Brittany for like 2 days straight with these horrific texts, and he's made her feel like a shit person because that's what he does. And now she's kind of like she's redirecting it all into the situation where she's like, I'm not a shit person. I'm a brave person because I put it all out there. Nia's the shit person. And it's like, no. Listen, I think it's shitty that I think Danny has a problem. And like, I think it's shitty that he came in here. And I also think it's kind of shitty that he binged that tequila in the back pantry and then he slept through this whole dinner. I was like, what the fuck? And so I don't care if you're tired, like manage your alcohol and like be there with your friends and be there with your wife, you know, and now she has to tend to you and she can't even enjoy her dinner. I think that's all fucked up. But I think that like Brittany being like, no, she has to be as emotionally as out there as me. I'm like, no, she doesn't really have to be, you know, like you said, Ronnie, yeah, Danny is the one who deserves the shit.
Yeah. Bring Danny out here and yell at him or go into his room and yell at him. Cause I agree
and yell at him for like ruining
his
wife's vacation. Because like, honestly, how much does that suck that Nia now has to field all these questions for Danny's behavior, and she has to also spend half this dinner tending to him, and also like, it's she's clearly uncomfortable about it, and I guarantee this is not the first time that she's been in this position. So like, he should be the one getting the grief, but since she's the one who's awake, she's gonna be the one that's gonna get it from Brittany.
So they come into the room, and Zach's like, whoa, okay, like, just calm down a second. Things are very heightened today, okay? And she's like, you guys can't even talk about a little thing, Nia. Not even a little thing. She's like, okay, well, tell me what you want to talk about. Well, you can't talk about how he's drunk, obviously. And she goes, okay, but he is drunk. He's really drunk. But you wouldn't say it. She's like, yeah, I did. I'm like, what secret am I keeping? He's shit-faced. We were all at the wine place when he was downing every glass of, like, of course he's drunk. What secret? And she's like, well, I'm going through so much. And so she's like, okay, so now you have to attack me because you're going through something. And
Wait, hold on, everyone. Like, yes, Jack? That's all I wanted to say was crazy.
So Nia's like, okay, what do you want me to do? And she's like, it's not fair. I'm going through so much. My husband's rehab. My own friends. I can't even talk to my own friends. Like, I have to act like it. She can't even act like her husband's not drunk for one fucking night. No one acted like that, you fucking nutcase. So she's like, I just want her to be genuine. That's it. You don't got to be perfect in front of us. Like, you're okay to have cracks sometimes. Stop Brittany thinking like so that. Fake. That's why your husband's in rehab.
Yeah. Also, Brittany, you're the one who's like giggling at dinner and giggling through all this. If you have, you're obviously harboring these resentments. So who's the one who's really being fake here? So Jesse's like, wow, Michelle and I are the most sane people in this whole house right now.
No, you're not. This doesn't make you more palatable, sir. You're just all fucking trash. Oh my God.
Yeah. They're just drunk. You're actually awful. Well, that was the end of the episode. I thought it was great. I know you didn't really like it that much. I think maybe it's divisive for this audience. I haven't seen what the audience reaction has been so far, but I think it's wild. It was very fascinating for me to watch. But either way, it's definitely, you can't say this show is boring at the very least. Definitely going on the Valley.
Yeah, it wasn't boring. All right, everybody. Sure. Well, thanks so much for being with us. Our next show is Summer House Live in Vegas. So that'll be up on Friday. Hopefully we'll see you guys tomorrow night in Vegas. And then in June, we will be in Seattle and Los Angeles to finish out our tour. So go get your ticket links over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, our Patreon links, we have a 3-week road trip video bonus episode coming up. We put some GoPros up in the car and just talk nonsense for a long time, 3 episodes worth. So
this is a nonsense. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a special event going on Patreon this month. And then starting June 3rd, we will be back with Love Island recaps over on Patreon. So go join up and we will talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets a name from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifah.
Nobody Holds a Candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Hail the Cork Master, the Master of the Cork, Jennifer Corcoran. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
We're Ride or Die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always Killing It, it's Lola Alkalani.
The Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
She Eases Our Woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're On the Floor with Molly Dorsett.
There's a Chance of Meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
It's Always a Good Time When You're Wasting Time with Bravo.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.